I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. The State of the Rockies report is out. This annual bipartisan poll shows how voters across our region feel about public lands, water, wildlife, and energy expansion. 91.5 KRCC's Allie Budner reports.
70% of Western voters identified as outdoors enthusiasts.
It's not just a stereotype about the West. They are embracing it.
Lori Weigel is with New Bridge Strategy, a Republican-leaning opinion research firm that partnered with a Democratic-leaning firm to do the poll. The State of the Rockies program, based at Colorado College in Colorado Springs, sponsors the survey. Karina McKendry directs the program.
What we've seen is a consistent bipartisan support for public access, recreational access, and protection of public lands. What's happened the last couple years is that sentiment has gotten even stronger.
The results also showed widespread support for improving animal migration corridors and reauthorizing the Land and Water Conservation Fund. And the majority were open to paying more taxes to make sure these efforts could succeed. Among the top concerns for Western voters were worsening wildfires and the future of the outdoor recreation economy if public lands are not protected. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Allie Budner.
Colorado College is 91.5 KRCC's licensee. Denver voters will decide in May whether to decriminalize so-called magic mushrooms containing the hallucinogenic drug psilocybin. Today, city elections officials determined that proponents gathered enough valid petition signatures to put the proposal on the May 7th municipal election ballot. If it passes, it's believed Denver would be the first U.S. city to decriminalize the drug. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.